You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
And your fluffy shoes,
'cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable,
giggle, giggle,
the Swallows
giggle.
Are here. Ba-ba-doo-da-da, the Swallows are here.
I miss you, Sheriff. We miss everybody.
We miss everyone, yeah. We're real sorry that we have been incommunicado.
A little bit.
As it were.
Yeah.
Just been crazy.
It's a pandemic.
It's been crazy. I can't explain it. Anyway, we talked about it the other day when we were on Friday, I think, or Thursday. I don't even remember what day it was because we just have been working nonstop. That masks have been flying out of this house. If you ordered a mask from us, it is in the mail.
Yeah. Yes.
I thought Mr. Sheriff was coming by to get one today. No?
I don't know. I know she was coming by, but she had an emergency.
Well, so. I will be here to receive people if they're still coming by after work.
Yes, or even tomorrow.
Or tomorrow. We just, you know, Shayna worked so hard, she needed a day of rest.
Yeah.
And a couple muscle relaxers to do it.
Sometimes the day of rest is forced upon you.
Sometimes it is.
And it was forced upon me.
Yeah, it seemed like that your body was pretty upset with you yesterday.
Yeah.
And so it boycotted.
This morning,
and locked up on you at some point at 2 o'clock this morning.
Uh-huh.
We got her kind of freed up, but we've had to get her with some muscle relaxers.
I hate the muscle relaxers.
Yeah.
They, I don't know, man. They knock me out. They, like, send me... I don't know. I can't even describe it.
I don't even understand
how they do it. I can barely keep my eyes open.
Because I take those muscle relaxers and I don't really...
feel them?
No,
like
they
doesn't
really
do that to you.
Knock me out. You've given me whole ones before.
Yeah.
And I don't go to sleep. But man, you have a muscle relaxer and you are like... I am...
For days.
Yeah.
For days.
I am the walrus.
I took that half a muscle relaxer at 2 this morning and I still feel like I'm on it.
And I'm giving you another one. You're taking another one. After we do the podcast, I'm going to make you some din-din and give you a little pill.
Yeah.
And you're going to go to bed.
Yeah, I'm going to take a hot shower.
Yep.
Rest my shoulder.
Yep.
So we can return to being superheroes tomorrow.
Yep. I would say you've probably made 300 masks all together.
Yeah, probably.
And
maybe a little more.
You did it 12-hour days at a time.
Yeah.
With help from several people.
Yeah. All you people are so great.
We've listed them all, yeah.
I couldn't even do it without you guys.
Yeah, it's been very, very humbling.
Yeah.
And helpful.
What did you say?
Yeah.
Quite helpful and humbling and lovable.
Yeah.
You know, everybody coming over. Not everyone, but just a very small number of people that we've already been quarantined with.
For a while.
Over the past month, it seems like. These are the only people that we have seen in a month.
And have been coming to our house regularly.
Yeah. And so, beer. I'm having a cocktail. It's just been really great. And your mom's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Going to come tomorrow. We've got new fabric coming. It's just like we've got a whole nother set of masks for this week.
New round of masks.
A whole new round of masks. We still have Bronco, but we do not have any other
sports
fabric. So if you've got sports fabric laying around your house and you want to donate it to the cause and get some masks out it for yourself at the same time,
right?
Why don't you hit us up?
Absolutely.
everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
right.
Let's just make some more masks.
Right. We're making so many masks.
The thing is
that you need more than one.
You do.
And I think that's what people are realizing now.
Yeah.
Because when you go out, you need more than one. And I think, Classy, we still need to get her masks.
She hasn't taken any masks yet?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, we did drink your champagne yesterday, and it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the Easter mimosas, Classy Little Cupcake.
Because we worked so hard yesterday.
Oh, you worked real hard. And then Marlon made us a wonderful Easter dinner. I hope everyone had a great Easter, and the Easter Bunny came and visited you.
Right.
And you got lots of eggs. And nobody could have had as good of an egg hunt as Robert Myers and his boys.
So that was great. They Facebook Lived it.
Follow Rob, Bob, Rob, and you are going to see mini adventures of single men. That's what it should be called, the mini adventures of single men.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
It should be.
We should try and play a game on Zoom. Well, someday.
Yeah, someday.
Someday after this pandemic is over. I don't want to live like this forever.
No.
I don't like the mask.
No.
I got a Starbucks when I went to the store and then realized I couldn't drink it.
Because you had your mask on. Because
I had a damn mask on. I need a straw. The bars are closed. I always wanted to own a bar. I'm glad I don't own a bar right now.
Right.
There's two businesses I always wanted to own. A bar and a liquor store. I'll tell you, I wish I owned a liquor store right now.
Oh, yeah. They're making bank.
Yeah.
Cleaning it up. But that's how we're all getting through this pandemic. One cocktail at a time.
Right, exactly. If it's not Corona, the liver damage will get me.
Yep, that is absolutely the truth.
We got some good snow.
Oh, we got a lot of snow.
You would be shocked. I bet I pushed a foot of snow off of our cube this morning.
Oh, I believe
because
it.
Because the darn cube has to sit outside and get snowed on when he should be in his damn garage. But this is what I will tell you. I was out there shoveling the snow off of our new driveway because I didn't want it on there. And our sidewalks. Cleaning off the car. And I was watching the girl down the way over here.
Right.
And I know she's got a boyfriend. I know she has a man.
Yeah.
Right? And his vehicle was gone. I could see that he had already left for the day. But hers was sitting in the driveway with a foot of freaking snow on it.
He just took off.
She was brushing it off, and I saw her over there scraping the windshield. And she's got a kid with her.
Yep.
So she's got to get up, get the kid ready.
Yep.
Take that kid to school. I mean, I hear that kid calling him dad.
Yeah.
Oh, daycare, right? I hear that kid call him dad.
Yeah.
So if he's calling you dad, then you got to kind of act like the dad, which means you should probably pick up some of the responsibility. And she's over there scraping the fucking car off.
Because he didn't even clean her car off.
Lousy dude. Yeah. I almost wanted to go over and help her, but I felt like it would be weird.
Yeah.
So I just left it where it was. But I thought, what kind of dude doesn't do that?
Doesn't clean off his woman's car?
Yeah. She's got kids to take and deliver places.
Yep.
She's got to go to work herself. I mean, I understand we all got to go to work, but she's a lady.
She's your lady.
Now, is that sexist?
You should help her out. No.
Am I sexist?
That's a nice thing to do.
I'm chivalrous.
Yeah.
I'm like a knight in shining Sean.
Yes.
I'm a knight in a shining... I'm a shining Sean in armor.
Yes, you are. You're fine.
I always brush your car off.
My car would never be outside.
I know, but remember when then, like, let's say you were at work and it snowed?
Right.
I would come by your work just to brush your car off?
Right.
And clean your car off?
Oh, yeah, you would.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's like, sure, morning time, your car was... When we had two cars, my car's always lived outside, and your car was in the garage.
Right.
So I don't want you brushing your car off.
Right.
And then if it snowed during the day, I would come by your work and brush your car off, because I don't want you brushing your car off.
Right.
And then when your car was low on gas, I would take your car and put gas in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't want you to have to get your hands all stinky from gas. Ladies, don't smell good gassy. I don't know. I just was thinking about it, and I thought, that's lame. That sucks. It was cold as shit.
I love it that you do that for me, and you've absolutely spoiled me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not.
But, like, I would do it for you, too.
You made a breakfast for me, you know what I mean? Or you did all my laundry.
Right.
Or you made me dinner.
Right.
Or you let me touch your boobs, and you're downstairs.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just that right there warrants me cleaning off your car in the morning. You don't have to do much, because it could still be snowing. You just at least brush the bulk of it off.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not that big of a deal.
At least that way, all she has to do is scrape the window then.
You're brushing your own car anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Take an extra 1 to 3 minutes and just make it look like you care.
Yeah.
It's not a ton of effort to get to the nookie.
That's true.
That's just how I look at it. I mean, I'm all, you know, that guy.
I know. I know you are. That's okay. I don't mind. It benefits me, too.
It should.
Yeah.
It should be a mutual benefit to everybody.
Absolutely.
But I'm surprised that we have not had more snow. This is a weird year.
Well, yeah, it's a weird year. A lot of weird things going on. I mean, there's tornadoes everywhere.
Like
there's,
50
there
yesterday.
There was a giant fire the other day.
There was?
Yeah.
Burning the plains.
Yeah, it burned hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of acres. I can't remember
millions.
What they said.
Millions.
I don't know, because millions. I've only seen quick glimpses of in between making masks.
All right, well, if you're in the show, please share the show for us and tell us what it's like where you are. I mean, I don't know if we're all here in America or we're here in Colorado or what, but I know a lot of us are.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on there?
Mm-hmm. Missy Sheriff is right. The weather is tempting us to go outside.
And snow play. Yep. I was tempted to do a snowman.
Yeah.
Until I went outside and it was nipple freezing cold.
It is really cold. That's weird, right?
It's freezing cold. But it's the perfect snow for a snowman.
Because it's
and
wet.
And that damn dog. Oh, that dog is irritating the shit out of me.
Our dog?
Yeah.
Daphne?
Yeah. Her legs are like...
2.5 inches
maybe
long.
I was going to say 3
yeah.
to 3.5 inches long.
Yeah.
And that's her long legs in the back. Her front legs are
shorter.
Even shorter.
Right.
And she's got to go to the deepest part of the snow where she can barely even get her head up out of the snow
yep.
to try and take a crap. How's the crap come out of your butt when it's pushed up against snow?
I don't know. And you cleared her a whole path and everything.
She never even walked in the path that I shovel for her
nope.
in the backyard.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of dogs, Mrs. Sheriff had a dog's eye pop out.
I know, poor puppy.
What's that all about?
I hope that puppy's
what was the
okay.
story?
Don't know.
Oh, she just came home and it was popped out?
I don't know.
Oh. Maybe she did something incredibly amazing and it shocked the dog and it
well, it happened to my dogs once. So we had a Pomeranian and then I had Dakota the Basset.
Okay.
And Dakota just accidentally, like they were playing. And he was bigger, of course. And when he put the Pomeranian's head in his mouth,
right.
his eye tooth accidentally went in behind his eyeball and popped it out. mm-hmm. It was horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
It was horrible.
And so did it come, like, all the way out? Like in the
it
movies?
It was bulging. Very, like, you could see the whole socket behind it, like the meaty part, and it was just protruding. That was horrible.
It my eye hurt.
Yeah, he lost his vision in that eye.
Because I can imagine in the movies, you know, the eyeballs hanging down with all the strings
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. Okay, so her roommate's son was sliding, the back door closed, and she dashed between the door and the frame at the last second. And the pressure hit her,
oh,
and it popped her eye
halfway
out.
Oh, it's so horrible.
Holy mackerel. Well, luckily, I'm sure all the veterinarians are open right now and willing to help.
Yeah, they're open.
Vets, are they? They are, they're essential, right?
Oh, good. She's a good chance of keeping her
vision.
Okay. I hope so. Not our little Pomeranian.
Oh, my gosh. You making that roommate pay for that? That
yeah.
kid?
Yeah, right.
Pop that kid's eye out.
Right. Well, what happened then? Same thing. It's my kid.
Yeah.
That's your exactly. kid.
Well, I had to wait in the parking lot to be seen.
Oh, yeah. Can't go inside. Social distancing,
was
people.
Was it busy? This is the horrible time to have some sort of an emergency.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have any kind, even a pet.
Well, Ariel,
the dog's okay.
Is in California, and she had a tooth problem, and she's freaking out because she doesn't know what to do about it in this time of pandemic.
Yeah, I told her to just file it with an emery board.
Yeah, how's your puppy doing now, Missy Sheriff? I hope she's doing good.
Well, when did that happen? I thought it was like
just
last,
a couple days
like
ago.
Last night or something.
No, I think it was Saturday.
Okay.
Friday or Saturday?
A little while ago.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
Day or two ago. Which would make sense why she hasn't been able to come pick up her mask.
Right.
What have you been wearing? Oh, no.
Well, just like Ariel's in California, and now they're not even letting them into the stores if they don't have a cloth mask.
That's weird. So any kind, probably a hanky or something.
Mm-hmm.
She told me it's getting tough to go. When I text her today because I sent those out there, it happened on Saturday, to Mrs. Sheriff's dog.
Yeah.
When I sent a text and said, your mask's going to be there on Wednesday. She's like, good, thank you, because it's getting hard to go out without one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look weird if you just have a handkerchief or a dish towel on your face, especially when you're a young, hip kid. You don't want to look like a weirdo. I've seen grandmas with dish towels on their face.
Right.
And it's like out of the drawer, wash the old oily pan with it.
Right.
And then they should not do that.
No.
Plus, it stinks.
It does stink. And it's just like, yeah, I don't know. Listen, you're going to have to smell your own breath in there, so you better hope that's good.
Yeah, so hopefully everyone is safe and everyone has masks and has everything that they need.
Yeah.
You can reach out to us if you need some, and we can work something out. I really want to try a Zoom because I want to get bombed. I saw another great Zoom bomb. Have you seen some Zoom bomb videos?
No.
Yeah, they're great. Just
I haven't seen anything.
Oh, well, that's true.
I've just been sewing. I'm not even kidding.
No, I know.
I don't even look at you people when we're all working in the same room
together. Ask you that like I'm not around you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I should know exactly what you're talking about. But Zoom bombing
is becoming rampant.
So now one teen's already been arrested for doing it.
Mm.
Because it's inappropriate and just plain mean. I'm sure he bombed into a high school. He went into a high school Zoom class, and then he disrupted the class intentionally with obscene language and gestures. So, because of that, he was arrested.
Wow.
For a cyber attack.
Wow.
Yeah. So you don't even got to be showing your wieners. Oh, you made racial, interracial, anti-gay, anti-Semitic, and stuff like. Oh, and showed some pornographic images. So
that sounds about right.
That'll get you in trouble.
That's crazy.
That's
man.
A teen in his own classroom.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, they know you.
Yeah, they know you. They have your address.
Hey, there's Jimmy. Oh, wow! Look, his wiener. That's not cool.
Nope. Gonna get him. That's crazy.
They have started password protecting the Zoom meetings now. Oh, crap. I really wanted to get bombed with some boobs or something. Oh, for schools.
Yeah.
But we're fine.
I don't
know. We could still get bombed with some boobs.
We could try.
I bet you the boobs aren't the things bombing. It's like a big old chat roulette.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a internet full of wieners.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean? Because women don't get off on, look, I got in a room and I'm showing my boobs. You know what I mean?
Well, girls can do that anyways. They're called cam girls.
Yeah, exactly. So. They can get paid to do it. Yeah. Why they got to bomb it?
Right.
I guarantee.
Right. I'm Mary Poppins.
It's all men doing it, right? Mm-hmm. It's just dudes flashing their junk. You know what I just thought of? I'm going to text Edgar.
Windmill, windmill.
That's it. That's all it is. Exactly. Who said that?
You do need to come by, Mary Poppins. I got your stuff. I got the goods, lady. I got the goods.
Yeah, we do.
I know, right? I don't know. Well, come on over. It'll be fun. You're texting Edgar so that...
So he doesn't miss. He always misses it.
I know. I have zero energy, too, but that's because I jacked myself all up.
Whoa. I didn't know that's where you were going to go with that.
What?
Because you jacked yourself all up.
I did jack myself all
you
up.
You jacked yourself all up because...
I didn't jack myself off.
We didn't drink...
I jacked myself up.
I did that. We didn't drink the wine. What wine? We drank some of Marlin's wine. It was really good. Is that
no,
what you're talking
Mary
about?
No, Mary brought the wine that's in the closet up there. No,
oh,
we
yeah,
haven't
we have not
drank
touched
it.
No, we
Maybe
haven't.
Maybe tonight, huh?
No.
Day drinking.
No alcohol for you tonight because
I know.
You're having muscle relaxers.
I know.
So maybe we'll have it in another day or two.
Well, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll be feeling better
We've
tomorrow.
Been day drinking every day.
For like 2 weeks straight.
Even Mike, who says he's been trying not to drink on this little quarantine, said he drank his whole
allotment
in our house in 3 days. Can I use those? Yeah, so boom.
That guy, I need him to come back.
Yeah, we do big time.
He was wonderful.
He was.
He helped me so much. I do like day drinking. You go to sleep early.
And it's fun.
Or you take a nap.
Day drinking is good.
And then you get up and do some more.
We never do that.
I know.
Never do we nap and then get up and do some more. We just either keep day drinking, go to bed at 7. Because you can't, it's like it's hard to like have mimosas or screwdrivers at 11 to 1. And then not drink the rest of the day.
11?
You know. Or, I know. I
or
was
like 8:30.
I was trying to make us not sound like a bunch of morning drunks over here.
Hey, listen. We've been up since like usually the latest
4.
Is, yeah, I mean 6 on a good day.
Yeah.
And so starting the date, that's pretty good.
Is everyone else trying to keep their routines while they're quarantined or not going to work? Are you still getting up early and making toast and doing your exercises, walking the dogs?
Oh, I doubt
it. Are you sleeping in like a good old-fashioned American? Yeah, routine is out the door.
Mary says she needs a second her, so one can drink and one can work.
Oh, PBG.
Yeah, don't even know what day it is.
That's how Marlon's been.
No, kidding.
Oh, is that a little picture of a beeswax container there, PBG?
Oh, that's out.
That's sweet. I like it. That's fun, little bees. Little beeswax. Very cool. So Lady Bird got kicked out. Edgar, you made it. You're welcome, Edgar. You're welcome for texting you because you always come in late. I don't know if you got your notifications turned off or what's your deal.
Saving. Jess Duck is up going every day.
That's Joy from Joy's Talk. Well, isn't that great? And so I don't want you to miss out, Edgar. You always miss and you're always bummed.
Yeah, right. And gotta be here.
And I'm laying around, thank you. And I'm laying around on the couch eating Oreos when no one's looking.
Oh, man. He's eating the Oreos.
Oh, my God. I
had to hide some of them.
I put down one of those Nutter Butters packages by myself.
Because I haven't eaten any of them. No. Ooh, Cheetos. I just bought Cheetos.
You bought Cheetos, but we haven't had a chance to get into them.
I thought, I love Cheetos, and quarantine seems like Cheeto time.
Let's do a homemade macaroni and cheese, and then
put Cheetos on top.
On the top, okay. And bake it, and like brown the Cheetos.
Let's do it.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
Let's just find the worst, like heart clogging, fattening, used lard food recipes we can find.
Old and school comfort food.
Oh man,
so we can be on my 600-pound life.
Oh, we're making homemade tortillas with lard, and we're gonna make cakes with lard.
He'll be in the hood again.
What hood? What else you got?
Edgar.
Oh, what was it? There was something else I was thinking about that I wanted. I can't remember what it was. I'll text you.
Steve was sad. He didn't get his Nutter Butters. Yep. Nope.
Steve? See? Who's Steve?
I got one for Steve. Josie and Steve. Russian Steve.
Oh, why did you forget them?
Well, listen. We've been kind of buzzed most of the time when people have been coming over.
It's not our fault that we're drunk.
I'm not the one making me drunk.
Yeah, I'm not
the coronavirus is the one making me drunk.
I did. I offered you Oreos and I offered you some of the other ones.
Ooh, the chocolate. Oh, man, those are the best Nutter Butters.
Now I've got a whole new addiction. I got to have some of those.
Yeah,
I
gotta
have that.
You gotta get those Nutters in your mouth.
There was something else I was perusing, and I thought, oh, I wonder if those are made by them. I can't remember what it was.
Who's them?
That company. I don't want to say where he works.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. What was it? What kind of
Cracker
cookie
Town? You know? I can't remember.
Huh?
I cannot remember for the life of me. And I thought, ooh, Cracker Town.
Cracker Town.
I need crackers in my mouth.
They are yummy.
What's up, nonsense password? I might use that as a password. That's a great idea, nonsense. No one would ever think of that. With a 2 at the end.
Well, you can't use that one now.
We are going to have a really cool guest on Wednesday.
Oh, right.
I want everybody to know about it, that on Wednesday, we're going to do a podcast around 10:30, 11 o'clock. We're going to have Dan Hardy.
Oh, who's from the mountain.
A local radio guy in town. He's a legend.
Yeah.
He's not a guy.
Yeah.
He's a friggin' legend.
He's a legend.
And more importantly, he's our friend.
Hi, Christy.
And so we're going to talk to our friend, and we're going to just talk about stuff. I don't have any idea what he wants to talk about.
That'll be fun,
though.
What we're
going to talk about.
Dan Hardy.
He's going to call in, and it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Nilu. Am I plugged in? You think this will work?
I don't know.
Nilu? Nilu. Let's see if this works.
That's Nilu.
Nilu. How are you, Nilu?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I am from India.
India.
I was just browsing. Yeah.
And what are you doing there in India? Are you quarantined?
We all are quarantined. In fact, the whole world are quarantined now.
Yeah, right. Pretty much. Yeah, that's right.
Are you bored out of your mind?
It's in the midnight and I don't feel sleepy, so I was just browsing the website, the application.
Excellent.
And found that interesting.
Well, we are very
to listen to you.
Yes, well, we are very interesting. We are.
That's.
We're from Colorado in the United States. Here, my wife and I.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we're
okay. Great.
We're also quarantined here, but you know, only about a half of us are taking it seriously.
Right.
The rest of us are still trying to go skiing and playing outside.
A lot of people not taking.
So
it
how
seriously.
Are you all?
We are great. We are healthy. We're happy. Made a nice lunch today. What'd you have for lunch today?
I had basically a simple, basic Indian food, that dal and rice.
Oh,
that's nice. I like rice. Yeah. I also made some.
Have you heard about that before?
No. What's it all about?
it's tamarind.
Okay.
The lentil. One is the yellow lentil.
Okay, I like lentils.
Rice.
Lentils with rice.
So that. So that is we call basically dal rice.
Lentil rice. It's beans and rice.
Yeah.
We just
beans and rice.
Right. We just have beans and rice and not lentils.
Yeah.
But I bet lentils would be good. I really like lentils.
Yeah, lentils is basically a common food in India.
Okay.
For everybody, middle class to high class.
Excellent.
I feel like that's why they just kind of eat better.
They eat a lot better, yeah.
They don't eat half as much processed food as we do.
You don't see a lot of Indian men, like American men, with great big boobies because of their diets.
Or giant bellies. Yeah. Because
we got a lot of man boobs over here. Yeah. I don't know if you have a lot of those. So what do you guys, I think I heard some family behind you or something. What are you doing to keep yourselves entertaining? Entertained? Are you reading? Are you playing games? Making movies?
Yes, I do watch Netflix and sometimes Amazon Prime or whatever. Recently, I watched Money Heist season 4 released, right?
Oh,
few days back. Yeah, so just few days back, I had watched, completed my series, and then planning to go for some movies. I was just browsing.
Okay.
Searching out for new series that I can complete in my coming quarantine.
Yeah.
What's the best thing you've watched on Netflix so far?
Netflix has a lot of series. Which I like the most is one is the top priority is my Money Heist. Money Heist is my pretty much favorite so far.
There are
many, but I can't recall the name.
We have someone asking if you've watched The Tiger King on Netflix yet.
Tiger King, I'll surely watch that. I had watched The Monkey King.
Monkey King.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah,
well,
The Monkey King.
I don't know if you have The Tiger King on your
hands.
But you should watch The Tiger King. Okay, good. What else? How about games? You guys play any games?
Yeah, we do play sometimes.
Like hide the monkey
and pool.
Oh,
yeah.
Pool. Yeah. Pool is fun. Hand jive.
That's all.
So can you?
That's all an online game.
Can you guys go outside? Can you go walk for a walk?
No, we can't. We can't even go out of our home, out of our building, out of our premises.
Yeah.
We stay home. Wow. We are like working from home. I mean, from morning 9 to 6, and then get back to family, play around with family only. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Go to the grocery store, go to the doctors, stuff like that.
Stuff like that. When sometimes shopping is like small things. If you want to buy, then we go out. Usually.
Yeah.
But not much. For one members in a family can go out and buy anything they want.
Right. Do you guys have a curfew?
Curfew is going on, yeah. Most of them are following, but 20%, you can say that people are not cooperating government instructions.
Yeah.
And they get in trouble. I've seen some videos of people not doing quarantine. They have to do exercises, or they get caned. Mm-hmm. They hit them with sticks. I don't want to get hit with a stick.
I mean, here in India, honestly speaking, people are worried about the alcohol because they're not available, totally curfewed, and everything has been locked down.
So wines
are not available. So people are very curious about to get the wine at least.
Yeah, can you
make... Otherwise, there wouldn't be any problem.
Are you allowed to make your own? Are you allowed to make your own wine?
I don't know how to make it, but I was just browsing some videos also. I was watching some videos for how to make the natural wine.
Right, or look up like prison gin. That's a good, or prison wine.
Yeah,
it's really easy. You just get some, you got some prunes or something. I know you got some fruit, right? You just ferment that stuff in a jar and just let it sit. For a while. Just put a little sugar in it, just hang out, and then it just turns into the greatest tasting booze.
I don't know if it's the greatest tasting booze, but, you know, be careful. Be careful.
That is all, that is all not fortified alcohol, right?
Oh, yeah, it's strong. Totally, it'll be strong.
Alcoholless.
No, it'll have alcohol. It makes its own alcohol, alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look
up, oh yeah, look up bathtub gin.
You, I mean, in US, is it easily available?
They closed our liquor stores for 1 hour, and then the people were going 1 hour, and everyone was standing outside the liquor stores, and so they said we better open them back up. That's exactly what.
But it is open, right?
Yes.
It's open, not. Okay, then there is no problem. But here in India, it's totally 24/7 curfew. Not at all. We cannot, you know, go by. Yeah, black marketing also is going on. But day by day, it is becoming less. Stock is getting over.
Yeah.
So that is also becoming a big problem nowadays. Yeah.
Well, Nilu, you better learn how to make some wine.
I'm totally become isolated, and my body is getting pure and pure. So it's pretty good thing.
That's true.
That is a good thing. Right.
On the other end, on the other end, it is getting good, and after some time, I will start again once the lockdown get over.
Yeah.
Well, it takes several weeks, if not a month or two, to make some alcoholic wine. So during that time, you can continue to purify.
Right.
And then you'll be ready.
When the wine is ready.
Where I am.
It takes some time. So crush up some grapes and make some wine. Watch the I Love Lucy episode on how to make wine. I think it's on Netflix.
How to make cigarettes at home, wines at home.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know how you make cigarettes at home, but you could grow some weed, some pot.
No, not at all. I'm not. I have never tried.
Oh, okay.
That, so I'm not a fan of that.
Quarantine's not a bad time to try new things.
Yeah, but family members are also there in the home.
Oh, right.
So
how
many people?
Totally restricted.
Yeah.
How many people are in your home?
We are five.
Five?
Oh, yeah.
That's
we
good.
Are five.
That's good.
Are you sick of each other yet?
Dad, me. Sorry?
Are you sick of each other?
No, it's not like that.
Oh, that's good.
So it's a pretty fun, being with family.
Oh,
that's good.
Working and after work, we all play Ludo, some games on mobile, and some movies we entertain. And there are a lot of things in home only.
Interesting.
So that is not a good big problem.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. All right. Well, we've
so
got.
How,
go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I was just asking you the question. How you can easily understand my accent, right?
Yes, it's very clear. Yes. Yeah, it's very good. We've got someone else calling in, so we're going to let you go and take another call, okay? Thanks for talking with us.
Sure.
Have a good day.
Thanks, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
I like Ralph Strip Poker.
I love it. All right. So now we've got Husul. How do you say your name?
Hedy.
Hello.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I don't know what.
You don't know where you are? Where are you at?
Yes.
Hedy, are you in America?
No, I'm from Indonesia.
Perfect, Indonesia. What are you doing over there in Indonesia? Okay, thank you for calling. Yes, that was nice. Indonesia. Hedy. Hedy.
That's funny. That was funny.
Well, he doesn't know much, but he does know he's not in America.
Ralph, thank you for the birthday wish. Oh. I didn't even get to like respond to everyone on Facebook and everything for my birthday because I have just been sewing,
making masks all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're pretty nice masks.
Well, you know what? During these times of pandemic, there's people like yourself and other people that are doing work that is essential and everyone needs them. And so you are working.
Yeah, we've made so many. I can't even tell you.
You've handmade 300 masks at least.
Yeah.
There's 65 sitting on the table above us.
Right now, for sale. Come get them.
And we've done 3 or 4 orders of 30 to 40 more.
Yeah.
I mean, before today.
So right.
You've made hundreds.
Yeah.
And they're great masks.
They are great.
Well, they're COVID masks. Of course.
They're cloth masks because we need, I don't know, where's Ralph? He's not in New York, Arizona.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. So here we have
Maine.
To have some sort
Pennsylvania.
Of cloth covering over our face whenever we leave our house.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I saw someone riding their bike up the street the other day when it was really hot out.
Yeah.
With a mask on.
Well, they're saying to.
I told Marlon they're gonna suck that mask into their mouth and choke themselves.
I am not going to wear a mask when I go bike riding next week.
They say to wear them if you're jogging. Wear them. Can you imagine?
I guess I could wear my bunk like I normally would on a cool day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the mornings, I would wear my bunk over my face. But
yep.
Mary.
Yeah, we do need naked picture masks.
I looked up some of the material, and I'm gonna get some of it ordered. But they upped me from like $15.99 a yard to $27 a yard.
Yep, absolutely.
Because they're up in my damn.
They're price gouging for fabric now.
Yeah, and that's not cool.
Uh-uh.
But we want to get some X-rated fabric so that we can make more everything swallow type fabric.
See, Mary Poppins got got comments on her mask. Everyone is getting comments on their masks.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I got a compliment on my Star Wars one. The kid when I picked up our dinner from the Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, Josie, I suffocate wearing mine going up the stairs. It is so hard.
It is.
Just even walk in the grocery store or anywhere, it's just like, oh my God, get this off my face.
Yep, it feels very weird. I'm glad they're not the full face ones like the ski masks though.
Yeah.
Or the motorcycle masks. Yep. I don't even know how you would describe it.
Yep.
But, I prefer our, they're the more surgical mask style. Fabric, double layered cotton with tie straps.
Yeah.
I do not like the around the ear thing.
Elastic, yeah.
Everyone's ears are poking out.
And that their ears are all curling forward. It's so funny. Their ears curl forward. And that elastic's going to stretch out because you have to wear them so often, you know, and you're washing them so much. That's going to break your elastic down too.
Yep.
Because they're saying to wash them, like you wear it out, you come home, you wash it.
Yeah.
You wear it out, you come home, you wash it.
You can just do that in the sink.
Yeah, you can hand wash them, or you can throw them in the laundry.
Yeah, but if you're not doing laundry every
day.
Right,
then you hand wash it in the sink. Yeah, absolutely. But I agree. Everyone's like, I had a hard time wearing it. I had a hard time. Me too. Yeah. The first time I wore mine, I put it on, and I looked at Sean. I said, this is dumb. I hate this mask. I don't want to wear this mask. And we walked all the way through Walmart, and the whole time, I was just fidgeting with it and was just like, oh, my God. Because I wear glasses, you got to kind of bend it around your nose and sit your glasses on top of it. And that way they won't fog up as bad.
Yep.
It's just amazing. But then the more you wear it, the more that it's just like.
Yeah. Josie was like, well, shit, now I need more. And Christy said she has a big head. And so her strings could be a little longer for her melon.
Yeah, right. What did you say?
She said the strings could be an inch longer for my big melon.
Okay. See, I went strictly off of a real surgical mask.
We made it to specs.
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, thanks for sharing the show, Ralph. Let's all follow suit with Ralph right now and just take a second and share the show so that everyone can know how great Everything Swallow Podcast is. And we can talk about more and fun and exciting things.
Yeah.
We can do further and have more fun.
Yeah. I agree.
The reason we were asking about relationship, and I was asking Nyla about how many people were in his house and if they're getting along, is because there's been studies now that the fighting agent of coronavirus is hurting relationships. A new poll finds that 40% of couples say their relationship has become more strained now because they're spending more time around each other. The top reasons for relationship tension is what? Inability to go outside, being confined into the home. Well, that's isolation. Duh. I mean, duh. But 40%.
Wow.
That's almost half of relationships. That means there's a good chance that, let's just say, 25% realistically may not make it
right
from this.
Right.
May actually divorce.
Right.
And what if you split up right now?
Right. What like, do you do?
Well, we talked about Wayne Brady and his wife are split up and she has a boyfriend and now he's in the house with her.
Right. And they're all in the same house.
So it's like, how is this going to be for the marriage rate in this country? It's really true that
Ralph says we're not a monogamous species.
Well, I think
we are monogamous, but you picked wrong. That's what I say. People that are finding out and fighting and divorcing and are going to divorce from this should have maybe gotten to know their partner better before they ever married them.
So they also say that another reason is that people are fighting over safety precautions and importance.
I'm sure one is like over the top, get dressed naked in the garage before you come in the house.
Exactly.
And the other one is like, I'm not wearing nothing.
Yep. And whereas on the other side of the scale, only 28% of couples say their relationship has become stronger because of their staying at home rule. Now, what's funny is the guy in India, Nyla, he said his family relationship is getting better. They're having more fun together.
Right.
So it's culturally.
But over there, they don't have any alcohol either.
Well, no, that's true.
Yep.
And so
because alcohol is going to fuel a lot of fights.
Yeah.
Alcohol is going to fuel a lot of irritations.
It does fuel irritations.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The fact of the matter is that sometimes.
Ooh, yes, Classy is single and she's super fun.
Husband and women, she is super funny and fun.
And fun.
And giving and loving. Mm-hmm. And she knows how to dress for a party. Ralph, how you doing? I'm doing good, Ralph. A lot of friendships and relationships have been made in this room. So Classy Little Cupcake is definitely someone to reach out to.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that there's a lot of people, if you just think about TVs and movies and people like we used to know and there are women and have kids, they hate their husbands.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, that asshole got me pregnant and then this and he doesn't help or he doesn't do this. And so now he's home all day doing all those same things.
Right.
Not helping out, being a bum, wearing his sweatpants, playing fucking video games all day or listening to music or smoking weed all day or doing whatever the hell he wants to do because he doesn't have to work.
Right.
But the wives, they still got to cook the shit and do the laundry and take care of the kids and homeschool the freaking kids now. And so I could see how 40% is definitely a logical and realistic number.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because this is.
Yeah, and your frustrations get built up. But this is what I would encourage everybody. Reevaluate your communications, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because if this in this time you can learn to communicate differently together, then it's going to take a lot of that stress off.
Well, this is the time you start saying all the shit you didn't say before.
Right.
You got nothing to lose. You're in the house together all the time.
Right.
You might as well like, yeah, I wouldn't normally say this, but your fucking feet stink. And I've been dealing with it for like 13 years, but I didn't want to hurt your feelings. But go wash your feet. And I'll tell you what, if you don't homeschool these kids on Wednesdays and Fridays, I'm going to drown one of them.
Right.
And it might be you.
Right.
Because I couldn't imagine having to homeschool and deal with the stress of the masks, and you can't go to the grocery store. You can't really take your kids to the store. And if you do, people look at you weird, I'm sure.
Yep. Yeah, Classy's great. Like, she sat her daughter down and said, okay, we're going to piss each other off. But this is just the stress of the situation, you know?
Right, nothing. We're not taking it all personal.
Yeah. Yeah. What's a good time to get to know someone?
During a pandemic?
Yeah. And I think, like have a list of questions, you know? Like, have a list of questions that are important to you and that you won't waver on. And you start there.
Right. Jess Ducks, I think she wants to know if we have a camera in our house. And that would be great. If we live streamed our life and the conversations and shit that we have, people would be blown away.
Yeah, yeah. Kids were in the store this weekend. A ton of kids.
I saw.
Mary Poppins. I haven't left this house in 7 days. So on Saturday, I was like, I got to get out of here. And so we went to Walmart. And there were kids everywhere, just running the store, no masks, no face covering. Yep. Parents didn't care. It was amazing. Kids touching everything. It was too much.
It seems like you'll see parents wearing a mask and the children's not wearing a mask.
Ralph is asking if an argument brings people closer together.
Depends on how it turns out.
I would say technically it should, because in an argument is when you're the most honest.
Yeah.
And you say the most truths.
Yeah.
So if you and your partner can talk through them, it could bring you closer together. Yes. We've had many arguments that bring us closer together.
If you can come to a resolution together where both people feel validated and feel understood and heard, then it's definitely going to be a beneficial argument. And it ends in makeup sex.
Yeah.
Then, you know, bonus.
Yeah.
Stronger. And you're both asleep. When I saw that makeup sex, I thought, let's put on a bunch of makeup and have sex.
What kind of makeup are you going to put on?
I don't know. Something crazy. Like, what was Patrick Swayze in that movie, the fabulous Miss Rhonda Taylor, and they drove across the country, him and a couple of transvestites, and they did shows. It was Patrick Swayze.
I don't know. Fu Manchu?
The fabulous Fu Manchu?
No.
Tu Fong Fu.
Yeah, there you
go. Tu Fong Wu.
Tu Wong Fu.
Yeah, that's how. Well, let's recreate those looks.
Ralph's idea was better. He said kiss makeup.
Oh, I love it. Let's do it. Me and Marlon.
Yeah,
and
okay.
You in kiss makeup. That would be awesome.
We need a fourth.
We'll have to classy find little cupcake.
Come on over.
You get to be, who do you want to be?
We know who you're going to be.
Well, I have to be Paul Stanley. Uh-huh.
You motherfuckers, we're going to rock the shit out of you tonight. Let's go, everybody. Put your hands together. Phone rock and roll. Oh, no. That's right, people.
So I'm obviously Paul Stanley. A pandemic orgy. I love how Josie thinks.
I know, man.
I love this
She's
girl.
She's got to get over here.
Yes, bring a jar of pickles and come on. Yeah. You know, eventually it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually it's just going to happen.
Says, what the fuck? Jar of pickles.
It's inside. You got to have them when you're doing your shots.
Yeah.
That's my new thing now. And so I love pickles, Muse says. Yeah, so Marlon can be Gene Simmons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know. Or do you want to be Gene Simmons?
I don't know.
Well, you've got Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Peter Criss, and Ace Frehley. So Marlon could be Ace Frehley because he was the spaceman.
Oh, yeah.
So we could do him silver.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to put white face on him. You know what I mean? It might not be right.
It might not come across the best.
It might not come across good.
I feel like that picture's going to get flagged.
You put silver paint on the black guy. You can be Gene Simmons.
I have the best tongue.
And the
out
best
of
hair.
Everybody.
You got the Gene Simmons hair.
I got some Gene Simmons hair right now.
Exactly. You just wrap that baby out. And then I'm going to be Paul Stanley. And Classy Little Cupcake is going to be Peter Chris because he was the kitty cat.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and she can dress up the kitty cat. And we'll put the little whiskers on her. And she can go boom, 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 boom. Ah!
She'll be anyone. She looks good in leather.
Hey, Snoop Dogg's in the room. I have a picture with you, Snoop Dogg. It's one of my favorite photos that I've ever taken. I really appreciate it. We met in Denver. I don't know if you remember or not. We were at the 420 Fest in the camper afterward. I played you my rap song. You said you liked it. I assumed you did.
Yeah.
Because it's good.
It's good.
I'm a mile high. But thanks for joining the podcast, Snoop Dogg. We love having you here. I saw a video today where it was like behind the scenes of a concert. And Snoop was like puffing on
big
fat blunt, right? And he's just puffing and puffing and puffing. He's looking to his left and he just hands it to his right. And standing to his right is a cop in full uniform. And he looks at Snoop and he looks at that, puts his hand over his camera on his chest and grabs the freaking blunt and hits that blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our 420 celebration here in Denver has been
canceled.
So we're going to do social distancing. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a pipe and build it onto a Frisbee. And that way we'll put a lot of weed in it and we can hit the pipe.
I feel like that used to be a thing.
It is. I made one when I was younger, and I invented it. And then you throw the Frisbee to your friend, and he catches it and smokes it. And whoever gets the Frisbee, when it's cashed, they got to load it. You got to clean it, reload it, start the Frisbee bowl, and send it over to your next friend.
You got to use one of the old metal bowls that has a lid, though.
Oh, yeah, old school. You can still get metal pipes. I have a box full of metal pipes upstairs.
I know. From the 90s.
It's from the 80s. That's right. Well, thanks.
Use a drone. I love it.
Oh, a drone? No way, man. You can't have a bunch of stoners and all those blades spinning around. Exactly.
What happened? You decided to cut bangs?
Yeah.
No.
I took a drone to the face. Oh no, shit. Drone to the face. I am serious though. My most, just for everyone in the room, I got to meet a lot of really cool people. And I think my most cherished photograph with any celebrity is Tommy Chong and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
I show those two pictures to people, and people automatically are like, whoa,
And Snoop Dogg, you had cool on a tie-dyed pot leaf shirt I made.
I was wearing a tie-dyed pot leaf shirt, and he was wearing the biggest, beautiful, freaking crown ring.
It was huge.
Oh, my God. It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. He was very cool. Very, very cool. He took the time to listen to my rap song, and it was awesome. So, again, thanks for honoring Snoop Dogg with your Snoop Dogg profile.
Yeah.
MySpace was fun. I used the name Slim Shawnee instead on MySpace.
Did you have a MySpace?
I think we did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I think so. Sean Swallow.
Yeah.
I liked MySpace because you could put music on MySpace. You could just put up audio files. Whereas Facebook, you still can't just throw an audio file on. Mm. Which so now you use, SoundCloud or something. Mm-hmm, That was fun. I wonder if I have it.
That's fun. Well, maybe look for it at a different time instead of right now.
Oh, man.
Because then you're just distracted.
I'm always distracted.
But that was great meeting Snoop Dogg.
I'm a distractible boy. We took Winners. That was one of the best concerts, and they had that little stripper.
We were up right against the stage.
Yeah.
And he kept handing blunts off the stage out to the crowd.
Yeah.
And he would get mad if he would not smoke them.
Yep.
He'd ask for him back.
That one dude was holding on to it, and he's like, "I'll pass that shit, man." And the dude, he's like, "Give me that back." And the dude's like, "Here, take it.
Pass it.
Don't get mad at me, Snoop."
Yep. That was fun.
And that little tiny stripper, Classy. What's her name?
Sassy Cassie.
She's
still
like
here in town.
36 inches tall.
That girl can do some upside down push-ups.
And she did upside down push-ups, and she danced with a man dressed like a dog.
With a big old schlong.
With a 36-inch rubber wiener.
Yep.
I have photos and videos to prove it.
Yeah. That was super fun,
How do we get her on the podcast?
I don't know.
Who do you reach out to get to Sassy Cassie? You think she's got an agent?
I don't know.
Just call over to PT's.
Find her Facebook page.
Oh, these strippers are starving.
Yeah.
I just thought about strippers are starving. And I was telling you the other day, I was listening about Ireland or Scotland, and they've got a horrible problem with heroin addicts because they can't get any heroin.
Oh, because it's all closed down.
Well, you're social isolating, and you can't move drugs around as easily as you probably could before.
Right.
And so people are reusing needles. They're getting sick, getting infections. They're taking, like, really dirty heroin.
Ew.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that kind of stuff.
It's kind of the same thing as population control.
I'm glad I'm only hooked on alcohol and weed. Because those stores are open.
They're still open, baby. They're still open. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Oh, half the people in hospitals are withdrawing. I believe it.
I believe that, too.
A lot of people are withdrawing right now, going through detox.
Ralph says, let's do a stripper fundraising, or a fundraiser for starving strippers.
Do like a Zoom?
No, I don't know. Raise money for all of those stripper girls.
Those stripper girls immediately went home and made a cam girl
site. That's what
site.
I was going to say. They should have.
I just thought of that.
They
yeah.
should have. They all should go home and get on the cams.
I bet you a lot of cam guys, I mean, a lot of money is being spent on cam girls right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're there because you got uninterrupted time. You don't got to go to work.
No, they're all hiding in the bathroom away from their families.
Oh, on cam girl. Uh-huh. I got to go take a big poop. For an hour and a half.
And if you hear a woman in there, yeah, don't be alarmed.
I was watching YouTube. Yes, Pornhub has been giving away the premium subscription, which is very nice of them. I think that's very
shitty
giving.
Angles and bad lighting. That is true. A lot of cam girls got bad lighting.
Bad lighting. Well, lighting's expensive. And how do you know, Muse? Who's your favorite? Cinnamon?
What's your favorite cam site?
Yeah, what's your favorite cam girl? Charlotte. Charlotte Johan job.
That's funny.
Oh, they get headphones? They got headphones on. Yeah.
That's funny.
That just came to me. Scarlett Johan job.
Pornhub is happening right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and we haven't really had a chance to visit it, which is unfortunate.
Oh, God, we've been so busy.
What about this car insurance refund that we're supposed to be getting from State Farm?
Yeah, let's see. State Farm ripped you off. They don't give you money back.
They said they're going to give us money back.
Yeah, let's see. We have State Farm.
We have a freaking stellar driving record. We have no claims, no accidents, except for that damn kid. So maybe we do. But we should be getting some money back.
Mm-hmm.
If they're giving out money, those bitches better give us some freaking insurance money. Because I've never claimed.
We've had State Farm for like 17 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
The same agent?
Yeah.
Oh, they better give us some damn money back. You think that really could have been Snoop Dogg?
I don't know.
It could have been. He's bored as hell too.
The house remodeling is done. We still can't park in the garage.
It's all done.
After tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it's all done. And it's pretty nice. They did a nice job.
Yeah, I do own State Farm, Muse. I bought that damn kid's braces. That Navratina Marta Kanovla, whatever the hell her name is. Yes, we have new. We can park there anyways.
Ooh, her direct deposit is pending.
From your stimulus? Interesting.
Is it the stimulus or is it her refund?
I don't know. We've already got our refund.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm spending it. I've been on Amazon. Oh, I bought me a grill. Some gold teeth grill. It's one size fits all. I'm a little worried because my teeth are big. Got big ass teeth.
It's going to look like you have a French manicure on your teeth.
Yes.
Because it just covers the tip.
Yeah, it's just.
It's the bottom.
I got a gold French manicure.
That is funny.
All right, Mr. Brown, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I heard you guys in the room, man. It's so funny.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Where are you calling from?
It's so funny. Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Mr. Brown?
Say that again.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, London.
Oh, how are things in London?
Everything is locked down, basically. You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I know what's going on. I really do. You know, I was on another podcast and I told people what's going on and, you know, I know it. Trust me. You know, the truth is going to come out. It's to do with the bleeding Illuminati. That's who it's to do with.
Ah.
You know, because they want to bring out the new system.
So I heard today that it's Bill Gates who's trying to make sure we all get chipped.
Wow.
Yeah.
I ain't having no chip inside me. No matter what, the only chips I like is fish and chips.
I'll pass on that too.
Oh, you like fish and chips?
Yeah, I love fish and chips. Oh, no. Yeah, I don't want to be chipped.
Yeah.
So that may be the thing that, because everyone,
we're not animals, we don't need no chip inside us.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. Yep. I agree.
You know.
But if they make us take a universal vaccine, yeah, that could contain a chip in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A microscopic.
Don't need that either.
No, I agree.
I don't get.
You know what? It's coming out, yeah. Like bleeding. Like there's programs that I know. There's RoboCop and there's iRobot. Yeah. We don't need none of that at all. What? So they can see into our dreams. You know, they can read our minds. No. We're not having none of that.
Yep.
No, thank you.
And track our every move.
Do you know what I tell them to do? I say, why don't I'm going to say what The Rock says. Why don't you take that son bitch chip, right?
Yeah.
Rise it up so high and shove it up your candy ass. Yeah.
Wow.
That is what The Rock says.
You jabronis.
Yeah. Jabroni. Yeah.
That now
that's
awesome.
Funny. So,
I can do what Chris Tucker says. He goes, "Why don't you all take that bag and shove it up your ass?"
Yep.
All the way through the knee.
Yeah.
LAPD. Yeah. Take that kit and shove it right up your ass.
Yeah.
All the way through the knee.
What time is it there?
It's now 12:35
a.m.
in the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you should be in bed.
No, I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm what right. What else are you doing, right?
Are you working?
No, I'm not working at all. I don't work.
Yeah, so why not just be up? Why not just be awake then?
Yeah, just be awake. Yeah. It's true.
Now, I have a question. We spoke to someone from India, and he was concerned because they have no alcohol available, and all the stores are closed. How about you guys? You got alcohol in London?
Yeah, there's alcohol and everything like that. You know, I've got plenty of drinks in my house anyway.
Yeah,
plenty of wine and champagne, everything. Oh. I've got food and everything like that, yeah.
You like to entertain.
Champagne, yeah. For the right woman, basically.
Well, yeah.
Not
only
for me, for the right woman.
Well, yeah, because you don't give... Can I have some? I mean, I may not be the right woman, but I could be the right... You know, and guy.
Oh my god!
I only give champagne to women.
That's funny.
Are you living in a? You got your whole family there? Or are you by yourself?
I'm by myself.
Oh man, that's tough for a swinger.
Yeah.
You're a swinger with a house full of booze, and you're quarantined.
Yeah, I know. We all are, innit? We're all in quarantine, innit?
What?
You know? We're all in quarantine, aren't we?
Yes,
we are. We all are.
Except for over here, I feel like...
Do you know what it's like? It's that all of us, we're in a prison. That's how it feels. We're all in prison.
Is that how it is?
Welcome to the real world.
Yeah, well, over here in America, we're still pretty loose. And a lot of people are not taking it very seriously. So we do have a lot of people just out doing the old same thing.
Wow.
Riding bikes and going skiing.
Yep.
Hiking.
Yep.
Okay.
Now,
wow, that's good.
They're not supposed to be doing that. They're supposed to be at home.
Dwayne Johnson, is he around at all? What part of America does he come from? Dwayne Johnson.
California.
He comes from Hawaii.
Well, yeah.
But he lives probably in California.
We could get him on a podcast. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
It would
be. Dwayne Johnson on a podcast.
I've sent him some emails... But and some voicemails, yeah. But I think I hit about 65 voicemails. I figured he's probably not coming.
Wow.
That's funny.
All right. Okay, Mr. Brown, you be safe there in London, okay?
Yeah, I will do. Thank you.
All right, I got someone else. We're gonna talk to somebody else calling in, okay?
Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Okay. Take care. Keep listening.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, that's awesome. That's fun. That guy was super fun. I always clicked that wrong button.
Mm-hmm.
This is Hassanin. Hello, Hassan. How are you?
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. What about you?
We are very good. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Karachi, Pakistan.
Yeah, didn't we talk Pakistan. To him before?
Have we spoken with you before?
No.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for calling. What do you
because
do?
Because I installed today this app.
Oh, this is your first day.
Yeah.
Have you talked to a lot of people?
Not yet.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
You are the second one.
Oh, that's good, very good, fun. Good. Well, we are in Colorado. In America.
Duh.
Well, maybe not duh.
You are so far.
We are far away.
You are so far.
I know.
Yeah, I could, so much.
You couldn't throw a football all to me. Because that's too far.
That is too far to throw a football.
Right now, here is 4:40 a.m.
Oh, that's early.
Are you going to work?
No, here is quarantine, self-quarantine.
No work?
No work. Yeah. Everyone is self-quarantined around the world.
How are you staying busy?
Through talk with friends.
Oh, doing that. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Do you guys get to watch Pornhub in Pakistan?
No, I am not interested.
Not interested. Okay. Well, we've got someone else calling in, so thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
I heard that premium membership is free for 1 month.
That's what you heard.
It is free for one month.
It is. Check it out.
We're just trying to see who's taking advantage.
We're just doing a poll.
That's so great.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Yeah. I'm not interested, but.
But.
I tried out my first month and it ran out. Ralph knew that guy was all over Pornhub.
I love it. That's hilarious.
The dude of Windsor has made it to the room. Well, we have spoken to some interesting folks
that's
this evening.
That's been fun. It's been really fun.
Now that was great.
I'm not interested, but
they aren't going to ever agree. I might have to grab that little bit and make it a drop or something because that was hilarious.
That was great. Man, this is something weird going on right now, though, right?
Yeah. So the Illuminati.
Yeah, I agree. You know?
It's some sort of something.
It's something, something.
Or what are we being?
Gaslighted.
There you go.
Yeah, they're gaslighting us. They're telling us that something's happening, but it's not.
What about all these people that have no symptoms but are testing positive?
And what about all the sick people who don't have it?
That are testing negative for it. And so it's like, are they only telling us all these really famous, important people are positive but have no symptoms? Mm-hmm. Is that part of the gaslight?
Yeah, it is. Just like Ralph. And why do they want us all in our home? Yeah, it is part of the gaslight because they're saying it's happening. They're saying hospitals are happening. They're saying stuff. But is it?
Well, no. We talked to Nurse X.
Yeah, I know.
We need to recap with Nurse X week on Thursday.
Okay.
Maybe I'll set that up. We've got Dan Hardy coming on Wednesday to talk with us about great stuff. And then on Thursday, I'll try and get Nurse X on, and we will get a follow-up from her on what she's seeing inside one of the largest hospitals here in Denver and what the treatments looks like.
Yep.
And how she feels about it.
Yeah.
She's not going to lie to us.
Well, she's just going to tell us what she's experiencing.
Yeah.
But is that not part of the gaslighting? Is that not part of the smoke screen? You know
are
what I mean?
Are those fake sick people?
Well.
No, I mean, I don't understand.
Are they fake or is it just being changed in their chart?
So, but is Nurse X around all these scary corona victims?
Well, sure, because she's being told they have it, just like they are being told they have it.
And there's just people laying there, huh?
Yeah, who knows?
Steam does change charts.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But we also know a lot of sick people out there.
We do.
We've known some sick people.
We know people that have had a flu.
Yeah.
Like symptoms. Mm-hmm. There's no confirmed. I know a friend of mine that I worked with that said she felt like she was dying and she was super sick and had every single symptom and went and got a test, the one that jammed up your nose. She said to her brain,
negative.
Did not have corona. But she was sick as shit.
Yeah.
So is that just the flu? It's flu season
two. Yeah, it's flu season two. I don't know.
Do you think they're trying to break down like social barriers as far as beauty and physical looks? Then we're all wearing masks. So it doesn't matter what kind of makeup or nose job or how puffy your lips are or how nice your teeth are.
Right.
Because everyone's in masks. And so it's breaking down. And all of these models are now going to get chubby and don't have to brush. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just think how this could break down the image of beauty.
Right.
In our society when you got...
Doesn't matter anymore.
Lizzo's wearing a mask.
Right.
Because, you know, we're like, oh, this is what we do now. We don't have to... We're not confined by these social rigors of what beauty is anymore.
Right.
We can all have our own bodies. Just have a mask on.
Right.
Our masks make us sexy.
Right. And that now that'll determine your hotness.
That's some freaky shit right
there.
How
great your mask
and
is.
And it's because the Illuminati was started by ugly people.
Yeah.
And that is why.
I like what he just
now,
said.
Now, I've listened to some podcasts about the Illuminati, Mr. Brown, and I'm not 100% against the fact that they're not still active. So, anyway.
Right. Oh, yeah, and then I did see a thing about the 5G radiation. And I swear
the 5G, yep. It has to do with the 5G.
And I know some people said they saw during this time of the schools being closed, they're putting cell phone towers on top of the schools.
Oh, man. No.
Like Ralph, non-essential jobs are useless, and only the essential people get to go to Mars.
I don't want them all coming here to Mars.
Me either.
My Mars is already full.
Keep
What's up, Jason?
My planet.
Jason's going crazy. Fucking crazy. I'm fucking crazy. Oh, yeah.
Why are you going crazy, Jason?
Why? Yeah, we're reading comments. Hasnian. Yes, Hass, we are reading comments. Hello to you. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
I saw that he said hello to the room.
Hello to the room. Yep.
Oh,
it's
you can't
moving really
go to
fast.
Disneyland.
Who's run out of weed? Oh, my God, Ralph.
That is horrible. No, he's asking if Jason ran out of weed. But
no, he can't go to Disneyland.
Jason can't go to Disneyland. Disneyland is closed.
When Jason had his blood work done after his cancer, little tiny Mickey Mouse ran out of his veins. And so he can't... you know, he bleeds Mickey Mouse. So he's really bumming right now.
That, Mr. Brown, that is Jason's favorite character, is from Friday the 13th.
That's right. And he never dies.
Never.
Never dies.
Nothing gets
Jason,
him.
I have an idea. How about I make us some paper mache Mickey heads?
Hats?
Heads.
Oh, heads.
Like a head.
Like a real, okay.
Like a Mickey Mouse head. And Shana can make me a little black and white suit. And I'll make some gloves and some shoe covers. And I will do some Mickey. Hey, Jason. It's Mickey. What do you want to do for your birthday? I wish Minnie was here. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm not going in the other room with you. dressed as Mickey, Jason. Mickey doesn't talk. I think he does.
What?
I don't know.
Hey guys, it's Mickey.
Oh no, that's Itchy and Scratchy. I think no. Who am I thinking of?
I don't.
Jason,
know.
Jason, does Mickey talk? I think he does. Jason would know. I can sign autographs.
Yeah.
It would be great, and I could roll around in the dirt so my suit would be all brown like the guys in Vegas. It's $5. Oh, I want a picture with Mickey. That's $10. Yeah, in Walt Disney World, I remember in the movies, I thought Mickey talked, and he was like, I'm a mouse. And he had a really, really high voice because Walt Disney did the voice of Mickey.
Huh.
Yeah.
This is a
and
question.
And Minnie, too.
He's going to show you a video.
Oh, boy. But will it be about Mickey Mouse?
That's funny. Josie says he did it when they were there.
But I'm talking about
in the cartoons.
In the cartoons, yeah. He did.
In the cartoons.
Yeah, in the cartoons, he did. Yes. Anyways, I would say I would be willing to make a Mickey Mouse head. That sounds like a great passage of time. And I'm good at the paper mache.
Okay. In the cartoons. Just the actors don't do it at the park.
Yes, in the cartoons. Well, yeah, because you can't. I mean, you'll screw it up. One day it could sound good, and the next day it could sound like,
Right.
And it'd
right.
be hard to do Goofy.
Right. Mr. Yeah, Brown says he does an impression of Mickey.
He does his own Mickey Mouse impression. Uh-huh. He's challenging. Are you challenging my Mickey? Hey, Mr. Brown. All right, Mr. Brown. We're having a Mickey Mouse throwdown here, and Jason is going to be the judge.
Okay. First, I'm going to do Goofy, yeah?
Ah, okay, yeah. Goofy. All right.
Okay. That's the Goofy.
We're doing this right now. This is your, okay, Jason, this is your fault.
The Mickey one. Hey, Bluto. How are you doing today, Bluto?
That's not bad,
it's
actually.
It's not bad, yeah. Yep. I'll do the same thing. Hey, Pluto, wanna blow me? See, all right, Jason, who
hey,
wins?
Pluto, I got some presents for you, Pluto. Hey, Pluto.
Not bad at all.
Jason says you did really good.
And then your Goofy sounded like he's got a cough.
Donald, if you want.
Oh, yeah, that's
that one's hard.
Yeah, everyone can do that one.
I can't do
that's
that.
All everyone can do. I don't know how he was able to get away with that. Now, now do Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
That's right.
All right, thanks, Scrooge man. Thanks that's for right. calling in. No more impressions tonight. That's the impression okay. portion of our podcast. Take care. Bye bye. Right.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah, playing along. Bye. Let's do James Woods. I don't know why I got James Woods in my head.
I don't know either.
That's funny. What are you gonna do now, Jason? Because you can't go to Disney. What can you do? Can you still virtually ride the rides
no.
on the internet?
He gets to play his little Disneyland game on his phone.
Oh,
that's what he
that
gets
lot.
To do.
All right. Well, I'm going to do this right now. You're going to be excited about it.
What is it? Oh.
Yes. Woo!
What are you doing?
He watches a lot of ride videos. Let people watch movies normally in the movie theaters directly in their houses. Just pay more.
Yeah.
Well, you figure everything they do is done digitally now.
Right.
And they download them to the movie theater, so they could probably do that.
Right.
They probably could. Well, are you ready?
Sure.
Let's get you some medicine.
I got to go take
get
a
you
pill.
Into the shower. Get that body of yours unlocked up.
I know, so I can start Dev, again
Dev
tomorrow.
Dev Azio, do you want to talk to him real
I
quick?
Don't care.
Real fast, we'll talk to him. We're going to take it off. But Dev, what's going on? Dev, are you there?
Oh,
nope, he dropped off.
Yeah.
All right, so good night, family. Thank you, everyone who joined us tonight. Don't
yes.
forget, email us.
Email us.
If you want to be on the podcast. I got an email.
Thank you, Mary.
I actually have an email from someone who wants to be on the podcast. They're like a life coach, inspirational coach, and they think they would be great for our show, and mm-hmm. I think they might as well.
Sure.
So I'm going to reach out to that lady as well. Don't forget, Wednesday we're going to have Dan Hardy on. We're
yeah.
going to talk music. We're going to just talk all kinds of great stuff. It's going to be a great show. And then on Thursday, I'm going to try and get us hooked up with
Nurse X.
And she's on the front lines of Corona. And we'll see what happens. Jason, when we get our stimulus check, we will book a trip to Disney. We love all of you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Thank you, Nonsense Password. Appreciate that. Good night, everyone.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
See you tomorrow. I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.